Lakshman Jew visits Sri Ramanashramam. Sri Lakshman Jew was the most prominent saint of Kashmir Shaivism in the 20th century. Swami Ramji, a famous saint, was said to have danced in ecstasy when he heard of the birth of this boy to Srimati Arimali and Pandit Narayan Das Raina. Swamiji, although aged and unable to walk, remarkably stood up and danced, declaring, "My name is Ram, and this boy shall be called Lakshman." That was on the 9th of May, 1907. The boy showed exceptional signs of spirituality and scriptural knowledge right from his youth. Sri Lakshman Jew ultimately set up his ashram in Naishad, Srinagar, and his reputation attracted students, leaders, yogis, and foreigners from all over India and abroad. His writings on Kashmir Shaivism are considered the most authoritative works of our age. He traveled to the USA in 1991 to propagate Kashmir Shaivism, and after returning, attained Mahasamadhi on September 27th of the same year. When I was in my 20s, someone told me of Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi. Then and there, I left Kashmir and went to South India. From Madras, I took another train for Tirunamalai. There, I took a car and reached the blessed Sri Ramanashramam. As I entered the hall, I saw Bhagavan seated on a sofa with his legs stretched out. I was thrilled with joy on having darshan of Bhagavan, who asked me to sit in front of him. I sat and gazed on the feet of Bhagavan and entered the blissful state of samadhi. I felt those golden days were indeed divine. I used to walk on Arunachala Hill with Bhagavan. Bhagavan used to sit on a rock and I would be seated at his feet. One day I was overjoyed by the nearness of Bhagavan and composed these lokas to offer them to Bhagavan. Sulam sukshmam karanancha tatha sunya sariragam etat deha satush kamsyadha chalanam tatushkakam uparishtacha tushkebhyo runa nama mahachalaha Parabrahmatru Rupomau Giyete Nutta Ratmakam Tarvotta Mottama Tameyo Runachala Sankhe Sva Rupento Ramati Tam Ramantam Ramanam Numaha. There are four kinds of body: the gross, sthula; the subtle, sukshma; the casual, karna; and the void, sunya. For sages, achalanam, literally those who are motionless. As well, there are four kinds of body. Transcending these four kinds of body is the great hill Arunachala, which is praised as the form of the all-knowing supreme, literally the form of the supreme knower. We worship Sri Ramana, who blissfully abides in his own true nature, Swarupa, which is named Arunachala, the foremost among the foremost of hills. When these lokas were placed before Bhagavan, he was so pleased that he explained them to the devotees who were seated in the hall. Some of his devotees took a camera to take a picture of Bhagavan on Arunachala Hill. At that time, Bhagavan addressed me, "Lakshman Jew, Lakshman Jew, sit here by my side. This man is going to take a picture of us." I cannot express how divine for those days of my stay at Sri Ramanashramam, and how kind was Bhagavan to me. I have received the copies of The Mountain Path and also the issue of April 1983, page 105, in which I am seated at the divine feet of Bhagavan Ramana. Eleanor Pauline Noe, who is seen in the picture of Bhagavan's group, shed tears of joy when I was seated in front of Bhagavan. Those were golden days for me when I was near Bhagavan, my divine Lord. Yours as ever, in the name of Bhagavan Ramana, Swami Lakshman Ju. Reprinted from the April 1985 issue of The Mountain Path Journal.